Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Now back from Boston, 2 days of NPR meetings. I know what a joy that can be, Alan, but give us your update on what happened.
Well, David, it wasn't. I was quite clear with the group. I see my role as protecting our listeners. There was a wholesale grab at WAMC and a lot of other stations saying that we should basically suffer huge increases in the amount of money we give NPR. We're giving them more than $800,000 now, approaching $1 million, and it's never enough. They need to live within a budget in the same way that WAMC does. Now, I think that the people who are on air are terrific. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about an inflated bureaucracy which keeps changing, and those are my feelings. We were about to suffer what our people are telling me was a 65% raise in our rates, and we did put a stop to it.
The news headlines for this morning, Alan. Why don't we start with President Trump in Michigan on his victory lap, so-called rally. He says regarding the Mueller report, the hoax is finally dead. The collusion delusion is over. He calls the probe a fraud. He claims the inquest was ridiculous BS and declaring he's been totally exonerated, demanding accountability from Democrats and the media.
David, never have I been more proud of anybody than Adam Schiff. He stood up there and he said he saw the Russian relationship with members of the administration as collusion. I agree with him. I saw it too. The famous incident on the plane in which the president is dictating a response. All kinds of people have been indicted and lying to Congress and everything else. Well, you can say what you want. Until we see that 300-page report, and it's so clear to me, and it should be clear to everybody else, they just don't want to show it. Now, there is this question of the grand jury testimony. They can go forward with that, too. If they want to, they can pass a rule, they can pass a law, or they can redact. But the fact that they're not coming forward just shows that they are basically trying to avoid the conclusions that Mueller came to.
And how about the idea that every Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, and of course the president, calling on Schiff to resign?
Well, of course, that's their bullying tactic. Look, you'll remember that their chairs who were there did absolutely nothing to fulfill their oversight responsibilities. One of them was caught at the White House delivering inside information, we think. This is just hypocrisy gone wild.
Well, maybe that's a good time to bring in the state budget in New York. It actually has to be in place on Sunday in order to start the new fiscal year, April 1st, Alan. And it looks like, at least according to the Assembly Speaker, our Karen DeWitt is reporting, that the budget is more than likely going to be done. The lawmakers say agreements have been reached, and among other things, to give a sizable increase in state aid to public schools, ban single-use plastic bags while imposing a fee on paper bags, and reject a plan by Governor Cuomo to make Election Day a state holiday.
Well, these are always tough negotiations. Cuomo himself has had a rough ride with the New York State Senate and the newly elected majority there. That's why a lot of us think and have always thought that he wanted to keep the Republicans in power because they became the drag on the system and he didn't have to do the hard work. Now we see an incredible dispute between the governor's press guy, who used to be my student, I should say, by way of disclosure, and uses a dirty word describing a couple of the Democratic senators and raising the tension level. We know that there's no need, some of us practice it, but there's no need for public profanity. It is probably not a great idea, although tempers do grow short, that's for sure.
And the argument there was over public campaign financing and the fact that the Times had reported on a secretive dinner that Cuomo had $25,000 ahead. We talked about this yesterday, and they shot back basically saying these lawmakers are hypocrites. They're having their fundraisers, too.
Well, they are. They're not asking for $25,000 a ticket, but they are. It doesn't much matter whether it's $500 or whether it's $25,000. The system is corrupt. We all know that when people give money, they want something. That's the way it is. You can say, oh, yeah, well, what they want is a pure democracy. Forget about it. The people who have the most, at least one of the people who is giving the money to the Cuomo campaign said, well, I do what my lobbyist tells me. Well, that's not good. The governor has railed against this kind of thing. Now it's up to him to show leadership here.
Well, the state of New York, the Attorney General, Letitia James, held a news conference yesterday. She has announced that the state has laid out one of the most detailed legal cases yet against the owners of Purdue Pharma, the makers of the opioid OxyContin, and distributors, claiming systematic fraud.
Well, I tell you, we are going through an opioid scandal in this country. And a lot of people, we are told, have become addicted to the stuff. It is time for everybody to take stock. Bring your stuff to the police station or to other places which receive it. I'm always troubled by the fact that the police won't give you a receipt when you bring it, at least in my hometown, at least when I've tried, because I want to make sure I know whether that stuff is being tracked in the system. But in any case, it is a very serious problem. The state of New York has a lawsuit there. You know, these pharma companies can be unpopular, and I hope that they will be brought up short to be even more responsible than they say they are being right now. But we'll see. We'll see whether these cases get legs.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, thanks for fighting the good fight this week for all of us in Boston and listeners. Get some rest this weekend, and we'll all get back here on Monday ready to go.
We will, David. It's never pleasant to be the tough guy.